kitchen. Now I'll leave you to it, my dear. Ellen unzipped her suitcase and surveyed the sorry mess of bundled clothes, the result of hasty packing. She took out jumpers and T-shirts, folded them neatly, and put them away in the chest of drawers. She hung the shirts, trousers and skirts in the wardrobe. From the window, she could see the parkland and beyond, woodland and purple-brown hills. Next to the house was a formal garden, with manicured lawns and flower beds and an elaborate boxed-hedged knot garden as its centre. Someone was making sure it was well looked after. She thought of Colin and the legal wrangling they were indulging in. What should have been a simple process of separation was becoming ever more complicated, with bitter arguments over who had put the most work into the partnership. It would be a while before it was sorted out, and until then she was practically penniless. The house felt quiet, untouched and immaculate. There was no sign of the owners or any other staff. Ellen made her way down the stairs and found the kitchen in a Victorian outshot at the rear of the house. It was enormous. Janet was waiting there and showed her around the room. It was all surprisingly businesslike.